about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 9 a.m. deadline. In local news, a woman had been taken into custody following a suspicious unit fire on Sunday morning that put two people in the hospital. The fire occurred in an apartment block in Lutwick, where fire crews suspected two or more units were alight. Police declared a crime scene shortly after arriving at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday. The two injured people are in stable condition in St. Andrew's Hospital, and the rest of the building's residents were safely evacuated. The Brisbane-based Plantapalooza markets are returning for 2025, with dates confirmed for October 11th in Rockingham. The market showcased the beauty of the Australian flora and fauna, with expert stall holding providing all the tricks in the trade for both the indoor and outdoor vegetation. The markets also provide pot painting and reptile shows, making it a perfect outing for the family. In national news, Australia has won a major legal battle against businessman Clive Palmer at the International Tribune in Singapore. Palmer was demanding $305 billion in damages after his investment company was blocked an honour mining proposal in Western Australia. Palmer argued the Commonwealth breached the Regional Free Trade Agreement. The Permanent Court of Arbitration had rejected his claim and ordered that the company must pay Australia's costs of $13.6 million. The national charity of the DV Safe Phone is officially launching the Safe Phone campaign today for Sexual Violence Awareness Month. The national launch will begin in Townsville, and DV Safe Phone is asking Australians to donate their new mobile phone to provide lifelines for victims and survivors. The organisation has stated that a safe phone can be a difference between silence and a chance to seek protection. In international news, Donald Trump's speech at the United Nations called climate change, quote, the greatest con job ever, end quote, and now is spreading misinformation in Australia. Experts have debunked the speech's false claim that offshore wind farms kill whales. Scientists demonstrate that there has been no evidence of correlation between wind turbines and whale death. Regardless, the claims are being repeated in local anti-climate campaign with billboards popping up in New South Wales. Researchers say it's clear that the aim is to divide community and hinder progress towards renewable energy. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. That is all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.